Good evening. This is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2, AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2NBU.
Okay, at KC2NBU, do we have any other check-ins? Okay, well, it looks like a quiet start to the night there. Good evening, Ray, KC2NBU. A long time no see. Where you been?
Oh, been out of town. Took the opportunity while the kids were on break to go down and visit Uncle Leo. Might be our last chance to see him while he's still with us. So we packed up the camper and headed down to Florida for a couple of weeks. So had a good trip. No flat tires. Got the best mileage we've ever gotten. The worst was 11, the best was 13, which is not too shabby for 17,000 pounds of house going down the road.
Roger that. Did the batteries hold up and everything there? As I recall, you had a solar setup or something on the roof of that thing.
We put them to the test this time, I'll tell you. We went almost a week without plugging in, and we had some rain, and the big thing was this year we've gone to that electric refrigerator. We added a couple extra solar panels, but that it used to be when we were running on batteries, we were running the refrigerator on propane. So we had an extra load there, and once the batteries, after a week, were way, way, way down, the solar panels just didn't want to bring them back up to charge. In fact, driving it wouldn't bring it up to charge. It wasn't until we plugged into the campground overnight that we got the batteries back up where they belong. But yeah, we went six days without plugging in.
Oh, that's not too bad. Those big batteries work out pretty good. I can't remember, what'd you have, one or two in there?
I had two lifelines. They're a gel cell, so you don't get any fumes and no acid, and you don't have to ever add water to them. And the downside is they're real, real fussy about charge voltage. You don't ever want to run them dead. That can damage them. And you don't ever want to put over 14.5 volts in them. So I know a lot of the GMs run a charging voltage of 15.1, 15.2, and that would cook a battery like this. And when the batteries are $500 a piece, you don't want to be cooking them.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, you definitely have to have a pretty solid charge controller, I would think. For the solar, anyway, going into it, my charge controller up at the up at camp there, it cuts out. I believe it's 13.8 somewhere in there. It starts to cut out, and then you'll see it float to charge the rest of the way. But I'm glad you had a good trip there. I figured you were up to something like that, but I'm glad you had a good time, and I'm glad it all worked out. And good job on the gas mileage. All right, this is KD2 AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KA2YDC.
KA2YDC. Charlie, good evening. What's going on up there in the wonderful city of Fine?
KA2YDC. Hello, Jeff. Everybody assembled there today. Well, they're building a new high rise there, right here on the corner. I'm just kidding you. I don't think there's a building that's higher than two stories here in this whole town. But it sounded good there. Not much going on. Just kind of trying to remember how to program my Santec, the radio that came out in, I think, late 70s, early 80s. And I'm telling you, I got it. So it'll go to 147.000. And last night I got it to everything except the last five in it, so it was working all right, but man, I just don't know how to program it. It's been a long time, and every time I push buttons there, I should have pushed the other one, so I do have the instructions down here somewhere in the radio room, but I just haven't found them yet. So I'm just kind of pushing buttons here to see what I can do with it there. But it works, because I had it on the 135 area last night. In the, it said 147, 130, and I'm only a mile and a half from the repeater, so I did hear myself on the repeater, just off frequency, just a hair. I was so close it didn't really matter. But so it does work. It's just that, man, it's driving me crazy. But what are you going to do? Wasn't that, it would be something else. So I'll turn it to you, Jeff. Wish everybody a pleasant evening. K2YDC, back to that.
Okay, Charlie, that reminds me, I got a radio here, I got a drop off over there to K2VLAs, they can bring it into camp, and same thing, with some of them, they're so old, they don't, they're not as intuitive as some of them are today, but well, good luck with it, you have a good evening, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
This is Kilo Charlie. 2 Romeo Victor Charlie, Juliet Alpha Charlie Kilo Jack in the eastern end of Oswego County. We should have checked in.
KC2 RVC Jack, good evening. Long time no see. How you doing?
I'm doing a lot better. I've been sick. I've been on since July. I was in the hospital. I had 85% blockage on the right side. They put a stent in. I did a heart thing, and they found 90, I had insufficient amount of blood on the base of my heart, and it was putting me into the cath lab, and they found that, and at the same time they put me on dialysis, so I've been going three times a week and get off of like 10 to 2 or 2:30 to 3, and yeah, it depends how much they take off me. Sometimes they take quite a bit off, and I'm tired, I come home and sleep and forget about the nets. I've been missing quite a few nets, so that's the story, and I'm staying with it right now, but I'm trying to get back in all the nets now, so I'm, and by the way, the repeater's fantastic. Sounds like our local one down here, so hey, keep up the good work. But we'll try to catch you tomorrow night again, and everyone have a good day tomorrow. This is KC2RVC, back to net control.
Okay, Jack, well, we're glad to hear that you're out anyway, and well, they got, those stents aren't, they're no joke. Why, they'll get you out of the hospital anyway. That's good to hear that they got that in there, and hopefully the dialysis works out, and things start picking up for you there. Yeah, the club there did some work on the repeater and on the antenna. There were some issues up there, and they've gotten it down, and it seems we haven't had any static issues in a long time, knock on wood, and everybody seems to like the sound of it. So thanks for checking in, Jack. We look forward to hearing you more often. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, it was a work day today, and it's going to be a work night. I got a lot of work to do, so I thought I'd do a shift here tonight and get some stuff done, and maybe sleep in a little later in the morning, and then repeat it all over again tomorrow. That's about all there is to report here for myself. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KC2NBU. This afternoon, somebody was accessing this repeater, and we're getting a rapid fire of telephone touch tones. Anything you know anything about? They did this repeatedly over and over again for almost an hour.
No, nothing I would know. No, and when I turned on the echo rank, it showed the last person to connect was me last night, so it keeps a log. I can check it here again if you give me 1 second. Okay, yeah, it says, let's see, might connect here tonight at 2 minutes of. The last one to last activity on EchoLink before yesterday was at 2200 hours and 1 minute when I disconnected. So, you know, I've automated, it automatically connects and disconnects every night a minute before the net, or 2 minutes before the net and a minute afterwards, just because it records the net. But yeah, there was no activity on the EchoLink, so I don't know, not sure what that was. I have been hearing some of that stuff coming in from, what is that, Canada or whatever, that French Canadian, but I haven't heard any tones myself.
Okay, well, I just wondered, I didn't look at the clock. I had a really, really busy day, too. Well, I actually had a customer here when it was happening. It was around 5 o'clock. But it was a rapid fire of touch tones, like telephone touch tones. And it's not anything. And somebody has been keying up the repeater and not identifying themselves quite a few times today. Just curious. Maybe you're right. Maybe the Canadian repeaters. Getting into ours, I don't know, but something to investigate.
Not sure. Maybe might want to ask Pete if they've been working on linking that. You know, what is that link that they got? That link capability they have on that repeater up there in Lyleville. I remember them saying that they activate it with tones somehow, and that's how they can do it. I don't know if that might have been anything to do with it.
Well, very well could, because our frequency is very similar to Lyleville's. Maybe that's why they kept doing it. Maybe they thought they were on 955 instead of 655. I thought that was a possibility that they were just dialed up the wrong channel.
Roger that. Well, I don't usually keep the radio on much during the day, so I didn't hear it. But maybe I'll leave it on here for the next couple days while I'm working, and see if I hear it again. Maybe I'll ask if they can identify.
What's your landline number? I'll give you a call next time I hear it.
Roger, it's 5582.
Super, thanks.
No problem. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, well, it's a quiet one. We've usually had some busier nets here the last few days, but, well, you know what, maybe everybody's getting some work done or some sleep in. All right, well, I'd like to thank Ray and Charlie and Jack for checking in tonight, and say 73 is anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT. I'll be clear and close the Black River Valley service net.
Good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, thank you for checking in. This is N2ADV for Octane, looking for any additional pushing to check in. This is N2ADV for Octane. Final call for Octane, this is N2ADV. With nothing additional being heard, this is N2ADV, I'll be clearing QSY 730.